So our God is good, and I wanted to speak in addition to the portion that I was speaking earlier. And so it's connected to the book Gospel of John. So I'm going to do a different thing today. It is not in connection to the Trinity, but still an important topic that we need to understand. So I'd like us to read John chapter 15, verse 1. John chapter 15, verse 1. Amen. Thank you. Jesus says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. Now, I've been saying throughout this series as we're looking through the Gospel of John that there are multiple times where Jesus says, I am, an I am statement. And so we see this in different portions throughout the Gospel. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus says, I am the door. In John chapter 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. In John chapter 11, verse 25, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. In John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then we just read today's portion, John chapter 15, verse 1, it says, I am the true vine. Each of these things that we're talking about, bread of life, light of the world, the door, good shepherd, resurrection and life, the way, the truth, and the life, and the true vine, I've said that this is connected to every single spiritual person's life. Every single spiritual person needs bread to live. You cannot survive without a daily bread. You cannot survive without light in your world. You cannot survive if you don't have a shepherd. Don't fool yourself. If you are not allowing God to be your shepherd, something else is shepherding you. All of us are being shepherded in one way or the other. But for a Christian, it is absolutely critical that God is your shepherd. That's what we were talking about earlier. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only source of life. And this is a bold claim or statement in today's world. Today, our children, when they're going to school, they're taught, you are having different versions of truth. Your truth is not my truth. My truth is not your truth. You can hold a view, but your view should not be imposed on me. If we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, there is no option of a truth. He says, he's the truth. He is the life. Children of God, Christians, we need to be bold and say, he is the only way to the Father. There is no other way by which a person can gain life. I've often heard when we go and share the gospel and we talk to different people, people say, why are you forcing your religion down my throat? Why do you want me to become a Christian? I don't believe in God. Respect my belief. Give me the freedom to hold what I want to believe. But I've often thought about this. If we are inside a burning building, think of it as an apartment building, a burning building, and we know the building is on fire, and you're going down the stairs as you're evacuating, you see someone is coming up the stairs. And they're going inside their house. They don't know it's on fire. Do you tell that person? You do you. I'm not going to impose my view upon you. The truth is, every one of us are living in a world that is destined for destruction. There is a fire burning in this world. In fact, in the history of Canada, there has never been greater wildfires. In the history of Canada, There has never been more greater wildfires throughout this summer. And the thing is, we're not even done yet. I think the last time it was big, this big, it was in 1979. And it was 89 square kilometers of forest was burnt. Now we have already reached 150 square kilometers of forest being burned in Quebec, Northern Ontario, Northwest Territories, in BC, even in Alberta. Fire is burning in this land. Many people are dying in this fire. Should we keep our mouth shut and watch people get burned? Don't we have an obligation as believers to say, your life is in jeopardy. If you continue living this way, there will only be fire and destruction in your life. Christians, we ought to be bold and say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father than through Him. There are so many people coming up with different views and different beliefs now. One of the beliefs that are becoming really famous, I don't know if you've heard of this religion, it's called the Baha'i faith. Recently, I think maybe two summers ago, someone came knocking on our door. We were living in Bradford, Ontario, half an hour south of Barrie. And someone came knocking on the door and said, do you have any children here? I said, no, we don't have any. Oh, well, if you did have any children, we are having a program here in camp, in the park nearby. We will teach them different songs and things like that, and it'll be a positive environment for them. So I said, what is this? Like, what do you mean? So it's like, we will take your children, we will train them, we will show them different things, and we will teach your children different songs, good things about this world. I said, what purpose? Like, are you doing this free? Yeah, free, completely free. We will take your children to the park. And I was like, okay, tell me more about it. And they said, this lady said, I'm a Buddhist. I said, okay, I don't know what that has to do with taking my children to the park. And she says, but I also am Baha'i. And she said that we are a Baha'i organization and we bring children to the park and we teach them different good things about it. And if you don't know this, you wouldn't think twice about what they're doing. Of course, anybody will find any excuse to send your children towards the camp. My goodness, thank goodness. Take them 3 hours later, to keep them for four also, no problem. That's fine. But here, I was just listening to them, and I know what is Baha'i faith. There are seven centers of the Baha'i faith in the world. It's a place in the world where you can go as any believer inside and worship your God. You're Hindu, you can go to the Baha'i temple. You're Muslim, you can go to the Baha'i temple. You're a Christian, you can go to the Baha'i temple. You're Jewish, you can go to the Baha'i temple. They believe that all ways lead to God. And that is a very popular theory and theology today. The one thing that they cannot stand is the fact when we say, no, there is no other way. Christianity teaches Jesus is the only way. They're like, no, we don't accept that. Then you're no longer accepting Christianity because Jesus himself taught, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What they're teaching is false religion. What they're teaching is trying to trick our children into thinking this is accepting, this is loving, this is accepting everyone's belief. No, they don't accept our belief. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Here we go on to read that Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Yesterday, if you were here for the cottage meeting which happened at Brother Blessing's house, you know the pastor was talking that we got to attain the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. We ought to have the hope that we will have a resurrection from the dead. This power can only be found in Christ. Every single human being who lives on this world, death is destined for them. Nobody wants to hear it. What is a probability that you will die? 100%. 100% that all of you will die. That's a pretty sad thing to say. Maybe, and some of you guys are hoping, maybe if Jesus comes in the midair, maybe that statistic will be wrong. But if Jesus doesn't come, none of you will live forever. All of us, death is guaranteed for us. But what does humanity want to live forever? See, the thing is, it doesn't matter if we know that a person is going to die. When the person dies, doesn't it shock us? Don't we get sad? Don't we get depressed? Don't we get worried and anxious about that person who died? Why? All your life you knew that person is going to die. Finally, the person dies, you're like, about time. No, all of us know that this shocks us. Why? Because we know that human beings were not meant to die. In our heart of hearts, death is unnatural to the human being. God has placed eternity on our hearts. We want to live forever. Why are people advancing vaccinations? Why they're having medical breakthrough? Why they're spending so much money on scientific research on AIDS and cancer? So that people can live longer. No matter how long you live, death is guaranteed. But for a Christian, Jesus says, those who believe in me will never die. Those who believe in me will never taste death. In the twinkling of an eye, the perishable will put on the imperishable. The corrupted body that we are will put on an incorruptible body. We will have the glory of God on us. Children of God, this is the great hope for us as Christians. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Here he says, I am the true wine. These are the seven I am statements of Jesus. I will go into the wine, about the depth of Jesus being the wine later, maybe 2-3 weeks from now. But I just wanted to say that unless we are connected to Jesus, we cannot produce good fruit. We know in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humbleness, gentleness, and self-control. These gifts that we have, these 9 attributes are not multiple fruits of the Spirit. They are make up fruit of the Spirit. The only way where a child of God can produce this fruit of the Spirit is if you are connected to the vine. If you're connected to the branch, if you're connected to Jesus, only then can you produce this fruit. How do we know that a person is a person of God or a person not of God? By their fruit you shall know them. When a person is connected to Jesus, they will produce fruit of the Spirit. If you are struggling to live a life that is marked by the Spirit, check your connection. Are you still connected to the branch? Paul in the book of Romans says that even God stripped away the original branches, olive branches, from, who are the original olive branches? The Jewish people. And took them out and grafted in the Gentiles. Don't for a moment think that you are somehow more special. Children of God, we need to keep ourselves on the straight and narrow path. Now I just want us to take another verse and end it very soon. John chapter 18, verse 4 to 6. John chapter 18, verse 4 to 6. Can someone read it out for me? Thank you. See, this is the final moments of Jesus. This is the last moments he's with his disciples. People come with Judas Iscariot and they're looking for who Jesus is. It's dark. They don't have light. All of them look alike. So they can't tell who's who. And then Jesus says, I am he. And what happens? The people who came to capture Jesus fell back. What is the power of the word I am? In Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, Moses appears before the burning bush and he asks God, God, who shall I tell your people sent me? Last time I went to your people and I tried to be their peacemaker, they said, who made you Lord and Prince over us? Now when I go back and tell them that they're going to break free from the power of the Pharaoh, they will ask me, who, on what authority are you coming back? 40 years you spent in the desert. 40 years you took care of sheep. What authority do you come with Moses and say that I am going to set you free? God says, I am who I am sent you. Ehye asher ehye is what is written in the Hebrew. I am who I am sent you. Tell them Yahweh, he is sent you. This is the power of God. See, God's name is not literally just Yahweh. God is telling to his people, I am. That's enough. What do you want me to be? Yehovah Yireh. I am your provider. Yehovah Rapha. I am your healer. Yehovah Shalom. I am your peace. Yehovah El Shaddai. I am Almighty. Yehovah Roy, I am the one who sees. This morning, my God is saying, I am. I am your bread of life. I am your resurrection. I am your way, your truth, and your life. I am the light of this world. I am the wine that you need to be connected to. Look to Jesus. What do you want from him? And he said, I am. I am. And the enemies of Jesus fell back because his words had authority. He is God. And that is why earlier on in John chapter 8, this will be the last word I'm reading, John chapter 8 verses 54 to 59. John chapter 8 verses 54 to 59. Thank you. Even before Abraham was born, Jesus said, I am. Who is Jesus? Who is God? He is whatever you want him to be. You want to experience peace in your life, he is your Shalom. You want to experience healing in your life, he is Yahweh Rapha. If you need provision in your life, he is Jehovah Jireh. What do you need in your life? God says, I am who I am. And this is the powerful aspect of God. He provides himself for all of our needs. On the other hand, what does the gods of the world do? Say, you provide for my needs. The gods of this world, what they want? They want, if you go to Buddha, they want a hot tea bath. Some of them need food. Some of them need laddus. But Christ is the only one who said, I will give you what you need. You don't need to give anything to me. Just give me you because you belong to me. If we belong to God, He will meet all your needs. Every single situation in your life, look towards God. He is. Let us pray and end. And I have the Malayalam worship team to come forward for our offering. Our Heavenly Father in heaven, we thank you, God, for this time. As we look to you, we thank you that, Lord, we are your sheep. We are your flock. We belong to you. Father, we thank you that you are the good shepherd. We thank you, Lord, that you are the bread of life. We thank you that you are the light of the world. We thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you that you are the resurrection and power. We thank you that you are the wine. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that you are whatever we need you to be. Our peace, our joy, our healer, our deliverer, our salvation, our victor, our savior. Thank you, God, for being our all in all for us. As we sang those songs earlier, hallelujah, Lord. You are our victor. You are our all in all. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. And we surrender ourselves to you once again. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen.